Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
All right, you guys, well, welcome back to another week of Ready to Win. This is Star.
And I'm Pastor Dab.
And we love coming on the radio every single Saturday to bring you information to help families and children who have special needs. And so we are super duper excited today. We've got a great show lined up for you. And like we do every single Saturday, we start our show off with some inspiration from our favorite pastor, Pastor Dab. So, Pastor Dab, go ahead and take it away.
All right. Well, bless the wonderful name of Jesus. It's such a great and awesome day to be here in the land of the living. We just want to tell everybody good morning, good afternoon. We hope you guys are having a blessed and awesome day out there in Radio Land. And I'm just coming to talk to you today, just a little quick few minutes, to let you know what dropped in my spirit today. And this is what dropped in my spirit is being mindful of our actions. And that's what we must do as people of God. We must be mindful of our actions, being mindful of others, not just thinking about ourselves, not being selfish, but being mindful of others. And I just wanted to read today from Galatians 6, verse 9 through 10. It says, "Let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap if we do not give in. So then, while we as individuals, believers, have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, not only being helpful, but also doing that which promotes their spiritual well-being and especially being a blessing to those of the household of faith, born-again believers." So we just come today to tell God thank you. And as Maya Angelou would say, she says, we spend precious hours fearing the inevitable. It would be wise to use that time adoring our families, cherishing our friends, and living our lives. So let's be mindful of others and go out and be a blessing to someone today. Over and out. Take it away, Star.
All right. Well, that's so awesome. We do not want to grow weary in well-doing. We want to continue to stay focused on what it is that God has called us to do, and we want to continue to be a blessing to everybody on the earth. And we're excited today because I believe we have a special, special guest on the line. AJ, do we have our guest on the line?
Actually, we don't have our guest.
We don't have our guest on the line yet, okay. Well, we should be having our special guest on the line. And what our goal is to help other families, you guys, that have children and families that have special needs. And so that's been our mission from day one. Ever since Gabriel was diagnosed with autism, we've been on this amazing journey where we basically have committed our lives to this cause. And it's been so challenging finding resources and being able to find friends and being able to just get connected on this journey. It can be a very, very lonely journey. And so our goal is to help other people get connected to the resources that they need. And so that's why we started our foundation called the Give Away Foundation. And just like my mom read that scripture, it talks about being a blessing to others. And that's really, really our heart's desire, is to be a blessing to others. And I remember when the Lord gave me the name of our foundation, I said, I want it to be an action word. I want it to describe, you know, be something that's moving, because it's faith. Your faith has to have feet. I remember I heard a pastor say that one time, your faith has to have feet. And faith is an action word. And so I wanted Give Away Foundation to be a program that was a program of action. And that's what we love. We love giving away information. We love giving away resources. And we love being able to give to families that have children that have special needs and to help to connect them. Because something that I know can help to save you 5 years or 10 years worth of struggle and strain that you might have experienced just from one bit of information. And I know that we've received that information from so many families that have poured into us and that have called us and told us different things. And it's been a blessing and it's changed our life. And so we want to continue to be able to change others' lives by pouring that information into them. So I'm just super duper excited about being able to do that and just being able to be a light here on this journey, because I see so many families and I meet them all the time. I meet the parents, and I can remember you guys going to drop Gabriel off to school, and this was when he was about two. When he was 2 years old, I remember seeing a lady and her child was about five or six. And I remember she was looked so tired and so stressed out. And I was still, Gabriel was still really little. I had my makeup on and I was just jumping around and bouncing around. And I was like, gosh, why is she so tired? And, you know, and then when Gabriel got to be about five or six, and I turned into that lady that I used to see. I was tired. I didn't have any makeup on. I always looked drained and washed out. I remember that I wore this long sweater and these boots. I stopped caring when I left the house. And I remember, I'm like, this is not who you are, Star. What in the world has happened to you? But I remember every time I think about myself, I thought about that lady that I saw. And I, you know, so you can look, you know, everyone will look at people and say, oh, that will never be me, because you never know what will be you. Okay. By the grace of God, it won't be you, but everybody has their season of hard times. And when they feel a little bit overwhelmed and they feel stressed out and they feel burnt out. And I saw that lady in her burnt out season. And guess what? Somebody else saw me in my burnt out season, but it's by connecting to the resources that we need, is we don't have to stay in that burnt out season, that we can get refreshed and refueled and re-energized and, you know, and build our faith tanks back up and know that we can keep on keeping on and that we can make it. And so, I say that to all of you out there that might be listening, and you might feel like you're at the end of your rope, and they say, tie a knot and hold on, you know, and that's what we have to do. We have to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, and we have to continue to keep the faith, and we have to continue to know that we are going to win. And AJ, I would love it. Do you have my song Win that you queued up in the system, and you can go ahead and play that song? Are you ready to win?
Okay. Are you ready
because
to win?
We wrote this. Are you? It's called Win, and we want to know, are you ready to win out there? Because, you know, it took Gabriel 17 months, 17 to 18 months to learn how to put a ball in a container. And I remember when I was feeling a little down, a little discouraged, and God gave me this song, and he let me know that we were going to win. No matter if you have a child with special needs or not, you have to be committed. You have to know that you're going to win. So, AJ, thank you so much for being our sound engineer today and helping us to have a great show. And go ahead and play Are You Ready to Win?
Are you ready to win? I am, I am, I am.
So ready, so ready.
Are you ready to win? Everywhere, watch us.
I sure hope that you are. I hope that you're encouraged. Every time I hear that song, I feel so blessed because I know that we're making a difference and we're encouraging people all over the world. And that song is playing all over the country, you guys. And we were listening to the radio this week, and we heard that song on another radio station all the way in South Florida. And, you know, God just showed me that he's using our testimony to bless the world. And that's what God wants to do through you guys, is use your testimony, use your hardships that you might be facing right now to be a blessing to the world. So that's why you can't give up. That's why you can't give in. And that's why you can't stay down, even when you feel like it. You know, I talked about seeing that lady, and she looked so tired and just worn out. And I felt tired and worn out, you guys, whenever I was riding and ready to win. But I knew that there was a winner in me. I knew that God wanted to do something great through me. And I knew that he was going to use my voice and my gift and my son to be able to make a difference to all the families on the earth. And that's what he continues to do. Our family is a lighthouse. We're a beacon, and we continue to defy the odds every single day to show families not to give up, not to give in, but to keep on keeping on. So hope you guys are encouraged out there in radio land. We sure are encouraged. And
that's so true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're encouraged. We're thankful to the Lord, and we are. We're winning, you guys. So did our guest call in yet? Hello? Hello? Is our guest on?
Hi.
Is that Melissa? Melissa, are you there?
Hi, yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, there's our special guest, you guys. Miss Melissa from Step Up for Students. We're super duper excited to have you on, dear.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, we're so excited to have you, for you to be able to share about Step Up for Students and everything that they do to help families be able to win and our children be able to win and with their education. So we're excited about that. And so, Melissa, go ahead, and we want you to tell us just a little bit about what made you so passionate to get involved with Step Up for Students.
So I actually started with Step Up. It was actually out of coincidence, just a time where I was looking somewhere to transition my career and where my life was going. And I came across Step Up for Students, and I've been there close to 10 years now, just because I'm so passionate about what our organization does and how it serves the children in our, communities, and just really focus on education and provide, you know, the best education for each child depending on their need and really how they learn. So that is why I continue to do what I do.
Wow. I knew it had to be something, because there's so many special people that are in this field, and they have to have the heart for it. And I meet so many that just really have the heart for it, that they have the commitment, the heart, and you can really tell in how they live their lives and how they even, you know, even on your off day, you're still taking time to share about the resources, you know. And I know, I just thank you so much for taking time to come on and to share about the Step Up for Students program. And I know you guys have 5 new programs that have rolled out. And could you go ahead and give us an overview of these programs and tell everybody what Step Up for Students does and how these programs could benefit families, and especially those families that have some children with some special needs?
Of course. So I will leave the special needs scholarship last, just so I could go a little bit more into detail. But as you mentioned, we do have 5 scholarship programs, and this covers the children throughout the entire state of Florida. So anywhere that you reside in Florida, you would be, you know, based on our eligibility criteria, you would have access to these scholarships. We have 2 scholarship programs that are based on household income. One of them is the Florida Tax Credit Scholarship, And that scholarship has been around since 2001. It's for kindergarten through 12th graders. If the family, like I said, is qualified based on income, then they're eligible to receive funds for private school tuition and fees, as well as the Family Empowerment Scholarship, which is our new scholarship this year that the state of Florida created, and it is also based on income. Then we have the HOPE Scholarship. That scholarship is for kindergarten through 12th graders as well. It is for students who have been bullied or victims of violence in the public school, so they qualify to receive funds to attend a private school as well. And once that student is on the scholarship, they will actually continue to receive the funds until they graduate high school. And then we also have our Reading Scholarship. This one is for public school students, third through fifth grade, who are struggling with reading. So they have access to receive funds to help them with part-time tutoring, after-school programs, or summer programs dedicated to literacy. And then finally, we have our Gardner Scholarship. This one is for students ages 3 years old up until 12th grade with certain special needs. And when I say certain, is because we have a specific list of about 17 diagnoses that qualify for this program. Some of those are autism, Down syndrome, spina bifida, deaf, blind. Those are just some to mention. And with the Gardner Scholarship, families can use the funds towards therapists, specialists, curriculum, and technology such as iPads, computers. Families really are empowered to personalize the education of their child and direct their money towards what they think is the best for their child's education.
That's so awesome. I know that we've had some families that are using the Gardner Scholarship at our school, and they love it. And I meet families when I go down to the family cafe. I mean, one family in particular, she drives around in one of those motorized scooters, and she has it on the back of her scooter. Ask me about the Gardner Scholarship. So she is so committed to the Gardner Scholarship, and I know that her son is really into, like, technology and videography and stuff like that, and they are able to utilize these services, and he is excelling. Like, he's doing some amazing things with this program, and to be able to utilize the stuff, the services for what he needs and how he can excel and how he can learn, and I'm so impressed with it. So I've seen some great success stories just over the last couple years of going down there and seeing how the students are doing and talking to the different families. Because that's one of the things I love, is I love that I can go out and talk to the families and see the progress within the kids and to hear those success stories.
Yes. So the Gardner Scholarship actually started in 2014, and we are currently serving about 13,000 students on that scholarship. And you know, our goal is to continue showing the state of Florida that we have this need and there is a high demand, and you know, for us to continue to receive funds to serve more students each year. So, you know, we're definitely keeping our prayers open, and just, you know, seeing this program grow has been amazing.
That's awesome. Definitely. I've seen it grow, and, I see that our new governor just approved more funding for our programs, too, so that's awesome.
Yes, that is correct. And we're actually accepting applications now for four of the five scholarships. So, you know, any family that would like to go to our website and verify if they are eligible, we are still open for the 19-20 school year to accept applications.
Wow. So families can go to Step Up for Students?
Yes, our website is www.stepupforstudents.org. And I also have our contact center number that I could share. And that number is 888 888-258-7189.
Okay, 888-258-7189. And that's awesome. And you guys, this is really great information to know because she says four of the five scholarships are still funding for the 2019-2020 scholarship school year. And a lot of times there's deadlines that if you miss one scholarship, you know, you won't be able to get that one, but this is still open. So I think this is great, and it gives people an opportunity to know that they have choices. And that's one of the things I do love is that, you know, especially here in Florida, they do let us know that we do have a choice. And we did a whole series a couple years ago, private school, public school, homeschool, it's your choice. So correct. We want families to know that they have a choice, and this just gives you another option of you saying, okay, this is how I'm going to change up his or her education this year, and I want to be able to see them grow in this area or that area. They need more assistance in reading. And, you know, so this gives you options, and you don't have to feel like you don't have any choices. And I think as parents, especially parents of children with special needs, everything is just cost so much money. So if we can get funding, if we can get scholarships and grants to help to cover some of these expenses, it doesn't have to be such a hardship on the family, and they can still get those tutoring sessions that they need and those therapy sessions that they need, you know, and everything doesn't have to be so hard. And that's the reason why we do this show, really. Yes. We try to show you that everything doesn't have to be so hard. Just find the resources that you need, because there's so many resources out there, people just don't know about them, and it takes people to come together that do know a little bit about it to share with you, so that you can then hopefully you can share with the next person and share with the next person. And so I'm so thankful that you're here today, Melissa, sharing with us about Step Up for Students. And families can hear this information and say, you know what, I am sick of this, the way things are going here. I would like to make some changes. And you guys can start today by going to www.stepupforstudents.org and see which scholarship that you can qualify for. So I really appreciate you coming on, Melissa, and sharing with us that awesome information, taking time out. And Step Up for Students, thank you for everything that you're doing to help families and children with their education here in the state of Florida. And you guys, you've been listening to Ready to Win. We come on every Saturday from 12 to 12:30 to help families and children get connected to the resources that they need. And we just totally love being a part of the connection. I love that. My one friend used to always say, Star, you're the glue, you know. So I love being the glue. I love being the connector and kind of like connecting the dots and connecting people. I love connecting people to resources. And I know it's been a blessing for us to get connected to the resources that have changed our life. And we want to do that for somebody else. So, Mommy, do you want to say anything else? And Melissa, do you want to say any final words before
I just want to thank you again for the opportunity, for allowing us to be able to share our information and continue to inform our communities about the services that are available. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we'll put their information on our Giveaway Foundation Facebook page and be able to put the contact number and their website and everything from our Giveaway Foundation page, and we'll make sure that we put that information there so that you guys can go there as well and be able to get connected. Just another way, another link to connect you and get you linked up with what you need. So thank you so much.
All right.
And you guys have been listening to Ready to Win. Yes, you can listen to Ready to Win, and we appreciate you. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye now.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.